Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, I think it's a teen, but all I know is at the end of the submission, she said, "My family knows I sent this in, and they approve since I'm a minor." I thought that was so cute.
I got permissions.
I was like, okay, thank you. I would have read it anyway, but
we'll
okay.
Keep you anonymous, youngins.
As long as you're anonymous. It says, "Am I the jerk for not giving up my room for the family reunion?" Well, remember when family used to come stay at your house and take your room and ruin everything?
You commandeered a house and you ain't got no space for nothing or nobody.
And I'm the baby, so you know I always got kicked out.
You had to give it up.
Always was the one that had to give up their room. All right. This is what she wrote in. She said, "Am I the jerk if I tell my grandma I'm not going to give up my bedroom at a family reunion at the house I live in?"
You said grandma?
Yeah. Whoopsies.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay.
Unbiasedly, I'm listening.
It's written like a true teen. It says, "Okay, so my grandma and I were at Target, and we were looking at toys, and I asked, why are we getting these? Because there are no kids in the house we live in." And my grandma replied with, "Oh, we're going to host a family reunion in September for a week," which I don't mind at all. But later, the subject came up again, and so I asked her, "How many people are going to come?" And my grandma replied with, "About 5 people." And I was like, okay. Like I said, it's written.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm perfectly fine with that. And so then I asked where they would all be sleeping. And my grandma explained that some of them were probably going to sleep in my room. And I would sleep at the end of the master bedroom bed in a sleeping bag with my grandma, great aunt, and my niece that would be sleeping next to me. And
everybody bunking it.
And for the sake of the story, my niece will be called O. But the second option was that O and me were in the same room in the same bed. And I totally understood.
Oh, that's cool.
That we need to make some adjustments and accommodate. But both of those options aren't good because I really don't like anyone else to sleep in my room besides me and my best friend that I'm comfortable with. I've never met O. O is 7 or 8 years old, to paint the picture of who she would be sharing the bed with.
A young child.
A little kid. And I just don't feel comfortable sleeping in a room with someone I've never met. So I'm confused. Am I the jerk in this situation or not for not wanting to give up my room for the family reunion? Well, first of all, you're giving it up. But this, the question is, are you the jerk?
Are you the jerk for saying you're not giving it up?
Okay, now I get it. It's only they're asking her to share a bed with a 7-year-old, harmless. But at the same time, I don't want to share a bed with anybody I've never met. Ew.
Well, and as a teen, too, you're really coming into your own, defining your space, right? You're becoming your young adult self, and you're going, no, this is me.
Yeah.
And the only people I like to sleep with are my BFFs, Jill.
Yeah.
So
because we're 16.
And that's how it rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that distinction.
Yeah. I know.
Honestly, you don't really have an option.
Mm-hmm. You don't. You're going to be in a sleeping bag. Oh, this is what she wrote at the end. Not for the story, but my parents gave me permission to send you guys an email. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Youngie.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving up her room for the family reunion. I mean, I'm telling you, as someone who got kicked out of their room all the time, I just figured it out.
All the time. And I had the grace and glory that we had cool cousins that we had. Mm-hmm. Cousins that I looked up to, cousins that were my age, with both sides of the family. So when we had sleepovers, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I was the younger cousin in the age where I was like, oh yeah, I get to sleep on the floor with my cousins in their room.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is fun.
We called it a kombucha, right? So it's a makeshift bed that you just, at the end of the you making pallets basically where you just throwing them together, and it was a sleepover slumber party.
Nice.
I think she should look at it from that angle. Mm-hmm. We're not here to give advice, right?
Yeah.
But it really is one of them bond. You could build a bond with this little cousin or family member, whoever she is that you don't know, but you will get to know.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in time where I didn't know the cousins that came over for one Christmas in the early 2000s. And guess what? We done named our firstborn after them.
Before they went back to Columbia, you got that close.
They had just moved from Columbia to, it was Aurora at the time. It was the proper Chicago at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Aurora, whatever. But we had never met them. And I was skeptical. I didn't want to share my room with nobody yet.
Yeah.
8, 9 years old.
No, not at all.
They came over. Yeah. It was three of them, all boys. It was me and my little sister at the time, just in the house. And lo and behold, look at us now.
Look literally, at you now. You're that close.
Named my firstborn after one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to give it a chance.
Mimi from Milwaukee said, big non-rent paying child jerk. You don't get to pay it. You don't get to make any rules.
Spoiled kid energy.
Well, it is spoiled kid energy. When my sister Penny got married a couple of years ago, and they would come visit her and her husband Van, and Van's got two kids. So Penny has two stepchildren, and one's already in college. So they brought the youngest one, and I gave my now nephew Hudson's room. And I didn't say you got to share. Like, I kicked Hudson out.
You flat out.
And Hudson was upset. He was like, my room, that's where my toys are. That's where my bed is. That's where my space is.
That's where
my
life is.
I'm like, welcome to mom's room for
welcome
a week.
Welcome to family.
Come on over and hang out with me. And he was fine.
Bring
whatever.
A few toys.
But it sucks when you are told you got to leave your room. And then somebody you don't know sleeping in your room. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the worst.
You're getting put out. There's no other way to slice it. You're getting put out.
Yeah,
but you're going to get put out.
You are. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving up her room at the family reunion. And so there's five people coming, it sounded like. But she's, of course, one of the three that's going to have to go sleep at the end of grandma's bed.
I'm going to say she's not the jerk for being reluctant, right?
Mm.
She's not the jerk for standing on business and expressing herself. You can't call her the jerk for that, in my opinion.
That's true. That's true. That's
right?
True. We're going to call her Not Sharing Susie.
No share Susie.
There you go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving up her room at the family reunion. Grandma told her five people are coming for this family reunion, and she's the youngest, I guess. Maybe she's not even the youngest. She's got to give up her room and sleep in a sleeping bag.
We're assuming she's teen years, old enough to say, what? I'm not giving up my room.
Yeah, yeah. But it gives a little bit of spoiled energy, that's for sure. All right, let's start with Kate the Great in East Troy. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Hey, Kate.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. Which way you going today? Is she the jerk for not giving up a room for the family reunion? She's a teen.
She is not the jerk. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and her room is her safe space.
Mm.
Her room is her area for her relaxation or having fun or whatnot. But that's her safe space, and I would never want to take that away. And I say, why don't people stay in hotels?
Well, because money. Money. I love
community.
I love the commitment to giving her own space, and I understand that she needs it. But
privacy.
In the nicest, most respectful way, that is such a privileged thought, because so many people don't have their own rooms and can't afford their own rooms. And, like, what if, Kate, your kids have to share a room? Like, I know a lot of people, their kids, they don't have they have two bedrooms or three bedrooms, and their kids, they have three kids, so their kids kids are sharing.
We plan on making Sammy and Danny.
They still share.
Our one and a half and three soon to be 4 year old. They're sharing.
They're sharing.
They're sharing for a
while. I shared with my sister Jenny for years until Penny went to college. Yeah. That was the only reason I got my own room.
Yeah. My wife comes from a big family. Yeah. She shared.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you, but what do you do if that's the case? I mean, Kate, you can't always control that.
If you don't get that chance, it's not like she's having to give it up long term. It's for a weekend, three days max, maybe.
But I respect giving her a space.
We can't try to. Are we trying to sway Kate the Great?
I don't know.
Literally sitting there going,
"Y'all trying to change my mind?"
She's like, "I'm standing 10 toes. Forget y'all both. I said she's not the jerk. Leave me alone."
Okay, Kate. You know what? I respect it. Thank you for being honest. She's thinking about her stepkid. And she's like, you know, we give him safe. I love that. I love that you're able to do that.
She's
That's
got
amazing.
Her safe space, and that is something to be commended for sure.
But I will agree, it is spoiled energy
It's privilege.
I mean, as we spoil our own.
Yeah.
You know.
As my children have their own rooms, that they're safe
space.
Look
at these spoiled
kids. I'm over here going, yeah, don't do that.
Why are we hypocritical in the morning?
Such a hypocrite. Kate, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yep. Have a good day, you guys.
Bye, much love.
All right. Bye. Love you too. All right. Let's go to, who should we go to next? Saucy. Should we pull up Saucy?
Ooh.
Let these two have it out if she's going a different way.
Theme song v theme song.
Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning. Are you going a different way?
You heard what Kate
said. I sure the heck am.
Okay. All right.
But let's first get this straight. You're giving up your room.
Okay.
True. I feel like
giving up a room. It doesn't matter. You're giving up your room, period.
That's true. Yes.
You're not the jerk for having those feelings. Mm-hmm. However, you're not the one paying the bills. And I understand you have your space. Put your stuff somewhere else. You got to suck it up. You're the jerk. Unless if you're going to make everybody else go and buy a hotel room or something like that. But it's not that big of a deal. Have fun. Have a sleepover.
Somebody texted in and they said something interesting. They said sharing and being kicked out are two different things. She's being kicked out of her room and she will be sleeping in a sleeping bag at the end of her grandma's bed. So,
or she's sharing the bed with the kid.
And she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to share a bed with a seven-year-old she's never met is what she said.
It's not like she's forced into one corner. She's got a couple options. And Brett, think of the influence of a teen influence in a household is big. Ugh. I remember being a teen and speaking my mind and changing the energy in whatever environment I was in, because you could do that when you just that tenacious.
You can be a real jerk. Exactly. The things I did to my parents, the things I regret. I was just such a bee. You're just an immature, spoiled brat. That's teen energy,
man.
I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah.
So what I'm saying
is, make the 7 year old sleep in a sleeping bag.
That part.
And let you're fine. Make her a bed on the ground.
So she's not a jerk, Saucy. Is that what you're saying? Or she is a jerk?
No, she's still the jerk.
She's got to give her the space.
Sorry, she's still the jerk. It is what it is. Yep. You can't say no. You don't pay the bill.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Okay. All right, Saucy. Sorry. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
Sauce, peace.
All right, so then let's go to the tiebreaker because we're split down the middle. Lynette is in Franksville. Hey, Lynette.
Oh, Lynette.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. You ready for this?
I'm ready. As a mom of four that are now three adults, absolutely, I'm ready.
Oh, she's the perfect tiebreaker.
I definitely say the jerk.
Oh.
Not only is it spoiled, but like the stereotypical only child syndrome, my kid never had the option. She was there. Her family was generous to give her two. She needs to pick the lesser of the two evils.
Oh.
Fair. You think she's an only child?
She did get two options.
She did, but much more than my kids ever got, so... You should be thanking your lucky stars on that.
That's true. Our parents never went. Would you prefer to share or sleep in a sleeping bag? It was like, hey, you see the couch city, baby.
Is. Options?
You're on couch city or sleeping bag. Have
a
great day.
Spell options till I was an adult.
I still can't. <aren't> Okay, so you have four kids, so you feel that you could just, it's accommodating that many when you have a big family is impossible.
And it comes back to saying, imagine when you don't have, there is no other way. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the ability to not share, when you don't live on top of each other, the people that really don't need bunk beds.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, we were fortunate enough that my kids all had their own rooms, but at the end of the day, when family came and our guests were there, we were making them comfortable.
Yep.
And if that meant that they were uncomfortable for a week, that's what it meant.
This is an interesting topic for another time, because I remember giving up your space for other people, like how far is too far? My sister once went to visit our cousins and they had four kids and they were like, please sleep in our master bed. And she's like, no, please, God, no. And they're like, no, please. please. And it got really, and she's like, no, you like, I don't want to. And they're like, no, please.
No, please.
So she slept in their bedroom alone. And they were like, it was the weirdest.
Never.
I'm like, I would be so uncomfortable too.
Well then maybe the parents need to be
given up our master bedroom for family. I certainly have.
No way. I was going to say, that's where I dropped.
Of course, I make sure everything, you know, all the sheets and everything are clean and ready to go.
She said, I flipped the mattress.
In my house, nobody takes the master bedroom but me, because it is my house. I will give you my children's rooms.
This is a conversation for another day, because that's where I draw the line. Yeah. Lynette, that's where I draw the line. I ain't going to hold you.
Okay, Lynette, we can argue.
Much love. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Call again. That was good.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she was cool. She was a delight.
Oh, she was perfect, too. Four kids that are now grown. She got the work.
That's a great, great discussion, and we will continue this on the show a different day, because I tell you what.
I barely even want to call it a master, and I'm definitely not giving it up.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
No, not happening.
Lynette, call back when we do, though, because you say
either way, it's jerk for saying that she's not giving up her bedroom for the family reunion. Sorry, you're
can't
out.
Disagree.
You got to sleep in the sleeping bag.
Sorry, don't share Sally or whatever. Don't share Susie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.